It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
The government has recently announced that Te Pukenga is set to return to regional governance, re-establishing 10 polytechnics that were merged under the previous Labour-led government. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party, I spoke to MP Simon Court about these developments with Te Pukenga. We also discussed Labour MP Kamala Belek's Members' Bill, the Employment Relations Employee Remuneration Disclosure Amendment Bill, passing its second reading. In the government, National are in support of the bill, however New Zealand First and ACT are not. We discussed why ACT are not supportive of the bill, despite their coalition partner National being in support. But first, we discussed the re-establishment of the 10 polytechnics that were previously merged under Te Pukenga. Are ACT supportive of these developments?
Yeah, we certainly are. We campaigned against Labor's Te Pukenga reforms, which saw all the polytechnics which merged into one uneconomic and centralised institution. What we prefer is that each region has the ability to respond to local training and employment needs, and that's what the reforms that Minister Penny Simmons is delivering will do.
And you briefly touched on that, but what is the aim of re-establishing these polytechnics?
Well, the intention is that we're going to have polytechnics return to regional governance, which will include one that I attended, Unitech Institute of Technology, where I studied NZCE in civil engineering. That'll be merged with MIT to create one polytechnic for Auckland. And the intention is that for a quarter of a million, 250,000 students in the vocational education system each year, it means that their local institutions will be able to better tailor courses for their needs and for the employers in each region's needs. That's the purpose of restoring regional governance to the tertiary vocational education sector.
The Tertiary Education Union's National Secretary, Sandra Gray, told the spin-off that 10% of the vocational education workforce was gone and had expected that 400 roles were likely to change. She also said staff were feeling major burnout and were covering for staff who had decided to leave. How will this move impact staff, and does the government have any plans to support staff who are currently burnt out due to the drastic changes we've seen Te Pukenga face?
That is really concerning to hear that. And I am aware that during the initial merger of all the institutions to Te Pukenga, similar concerns were expressed, and particularly by staff who said, look, we don't know what our role will be in this Te Pukenga beast, and we have no idea how we're going to explain to students that actually what we'll be delivering for them meets their needs. So understand that there's going to be some disruption as this is resolved, but what it will do is essentially restore to the status quo regional governance of polytechnics that we had before Te Pukenga, and that should give those staff who wish to remain some confidence what the new structure will look like and what the type of roles will that they can expect to have in the new system.
And Te Pukenga staff who are currently burnt out, does the government have any plans on helping them at the moment through this process?
Look, I'm not aware of specific support for individual staff members who need it, but of course that is an obligation on employers. What I'm really interested in is how these vocational institutions can support this next wave of economic development that New Zealand's about to embark on, in particular support the $6 billion in infrastructure projects that was confirmed over the weekend by Minister Chris Bishop. Because if you think about where I studied, Unitech Institute of Technology, back in the 1990s, was producing over 200 engineering graduates a year who were working and studying and who were able to immediately contribute to construction, design, supervision, actually delivering infrastructure the day that they graduated, in fact before, because they were working and studying. Same with surveyors, drafts people. Look, it's really important that we re-establish and reinvigorate the sector. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to deliver on the infrastructure outcomes that this government's planning to invest in.
Moving on to our next topic, last week, Labour MP Kamala Belek's Members' Bill, the Employment Relations Employee Remuneration Disclosure Amendment Bill, passed its second reading. The bill would allow workers to discuss their salaries without being gagged by their employer through through their contracts. All opposition parties and National support the bill. Why has ACT not joined their coalition partner National in supporting this bill?
Well, ACT opposes the bill because it represents a one-size-fits-all mandate from Wellington that overrides freedom of contract and ignores how real workplaces function. And I think it's telling that you have chosen to describe a willing employer, a willing employee contracting arrangement as applying some kind of gag. An employee has the choice not to contract with an employer who imposes terms and conditions they disagree with. All ACT is saying is that we must maintain the integrity of individual employment contracts where individuals, whether it's employer, employee, agree that, you know what, it's not appropriate in our workplace to discuss salary and those type of terms and conditions. It introduces a risk of resentment. Frankly, it's unhelpful for morale and productivity. And there's just no way that central government in Wellington can impose a blanket rule that is best for everyone in every cafe, every clinic or every construction site. It's not feasible.
In the second reading of the bill, ACT's Parmjit Palmer says the bill will not fix pay parity, pay discrimination and the gender pay gap. However, Balich, in the same reading, she said the bill itself will not solve all issues of inequality and fairness in the country, but is in a small part a path New Zealand needs to go down to fix these inequalities. Does the ACT party acknowledge that this bill could address and work towards bettering these inequalities?
We don't make legislation in New Zealand because something could work. Making regulations, making laws is serious business. You have to have a pretty good evidence base that the changes you're proposing to make in legislation are going to work. Camilla Belich's reckons, unfortunately, do not reach a sufficient bar. And you just need to think about the practicality of it. I mean, imagine you're in a startup business and employees joining a business that's just getting off the ground might choose to make a trade-off between, you know, their weekly take-home pay, shares in a business, or maybe the flexibility to work in a business that's just getting going that they can transition into a more comprehensive full-time role in future. But if we're going to ask all these employees, we're going to give them the ability to disclose all of their terms and conditions that they've agreed with the business owner, then you lose the ability to actually innovate, to be agile and tailor packages to individuals' needs. And you just risk flattening and standardising contracts, which makes no one better off in the long run.
In her speech, Balich acknowledged ACT's differing view, especially around that pay is private information. However, she says there is nothing in the bill requiring an individual to do anything other than keep that information private. She adds that she hopes the party receives assurance in the way the bill has been drafted. Will the ACT party support the bill in its third reading?
Well, we haven't supported the bill because we don't agree with its intention. We oppose it on principle. It's a one-size-fits-all mandate from Wellington that overrides freedom of contract, and ACT cannot support that.
That was the ACT party's Simon Court on the re-establishment of polytechnics previously merged under Te Pukenga and Labour's Members' Bill, the Employment Relations Employee Remuneration Disclosure Amendment Bill.
That was Simon Court from the ACT party.